Morning. It's been good, isn't it? Some really good songs. Not sure all of us knew all of the medley songs, but it was good. So it's Christmas. I'm booming a bit, Kevin. Don't know where you are. So what makes Christmas for you? Is it maybe tinsel? We got enough of it around this place. Christmas trees? Some sad-looking Christmas trees. Turkey. Santa Claus. Singing Christmas carols. Time off work or school or university. Giving and receiving of gifts. Not so much there. Being with family. Do you know, one of my favourite things about Christmas is crackers. I love crackers. That little element of surprise. Can I get rid of these matches? That little element of surprise on what you're going to get. And the all-important cheesy dad joke. Do you know, we were at a carol service last Sunday. That's the last one. And the guy who was speaking was very, very disparaging about Christmas crackers. I don't think he said even one good word about them, but I love them. So much so that I brought six with me today to share with you. And but you need to do some work for that. If you want to pull a cracker with me this morning, then you've got to answer some quiz questions about Christmas. So I'm going to split the room in half. It's very easy. One half, one half. Okay? And I'm going to ask six questions. You put your hand in the air. No shouting out, please. Put your hand in the air. And if you answer it correctly, I will come to you. You can pull a cracker with me. But you need to read the joke. Okay. So first question. We'll go with this side here. Which Hollywood actor played six different roles in the Polar Express? Dan over there. Dan, who was it? It was indeed Tom Hanks. I'll tell you what, Dan, why don't you come out here? That would be really helpful. Okay. And we'll pull a cracker. You ready for this? Just brilliant. That little pop. It's great, isn't it? So, what have you got?
Socks.
Christmas socks. Christmas socks. Fantastic. Okay, Dan, read that joke.
What did two fours skip dinner? Why did two fours skip dinner?
Yeah. Because they already ate. Thank you, Dan. Okay, next question for this. Actually, this question is... I'm going to give it to both sides, and the one who gets the closest wins, okay? So roughly, we'll go with this side first. Roughly, how many mince pies are eaten in the UK every year? Somebody put your hand in the air and make a guess, because you're never going to know it. Come on, Jeff. How many? 128 million. Over here, I see your hand, James. How many? 30 million. I'm going to have to give it to this side. You're way off. It's actually 800 million. 800 million. Jeff, come on out. Come and pull a cracker with me. I'll have to read the joke because he hasn't got his glasses. Are you ready for this? These crackers keep on giving, I can tell you that. Here we go. Jeff, what have you got? He's got a Brussels sprout! I did peel it for you.
Thank you. I'll say it.
Okay, what kind of tree can fit in one hand? A palm tree! Come on, they're brilliant. Okay, to this side. What was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of? Yes. A carrot. No, it wasn't a carrot. I'm very sorry. Over to this side. What was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of? Oh, it's a tough... No, it was a button. A button. Ben, come and pull it. No, you come and pull a cracker with me. Yes. Oh! Pull that little... Yay! You've got a present! I tell you, they keep on giving. And the joke... Ah, there is a joke, yes. Here we go. Why are elevator jokes so good? They work on many levels. Where do we start? So it's over to this side. According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the 8th day of Christmas? John, I said don't shout out. Elizabeth, 8 maids of milk, and out you come, Elizabeth. What have we got in here? Oh, it's a Christmas pudding. You going to read the joke, Elizabeth? Here we go.
Why does it take pirates a long time to learn the alphabet? Because they spend years at sea.
That's the best yet. That is the best yet. Because they spend years at sea. That is brilliant. Where was that? So that's this side. So over here. This is easy. Come on, children. You've got to get this one. What fruit is used to make a Christingle? Emily, I can see your hand. An orange, yes. Come on out. I wonder what we got on this one. You ready? Yes. Oh, look at that. Father Christmas. Do you want to read the joke? No, do you want me to read the joke? Okay. Can it beat the last one? We'll get there. Here we go. What do you call a line of rabbits jumping backwards? This is going to beat it, you know. This is so good. What do you call a line of rabbits jumping backwards? A receding hairline. Brilliant. Last one, over here. Three of Santa's reindeer's names begin with the letter D. What are those names? You need to put your hand in the air. Cedria. Dancer, Dasher and Donna. Very good, out you come, Cedria. Here we go. Go. Oh. Right, what you got, Cedria? She's got a torch. I tell you, these Christmas crackers, they are very, very good. Do you want a hand there? She can't read it. What? She's got a torch, yeah. What kind of dog does a magician have? What kind of dog does a magician have? A Labradabrador! That's rubbish. That is rubbish. A life spent at sea. So, we've just heard a reading from Jenny, which reminds us of the wise men story, how they followed the star and came to the stable where Jesus was to worship him and bring their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, which are gifts of high significance. You know, the Bible doesn't tell us this. It really doesn't tell us this. But I actually like to think that after the wise men left, this happened. You're slowly getting it. After the three wise men left, the three wiser women arrived with fresh diapers, casseroles for the week, and lots of wine. You know, maybe Christmas for you is the opportunity to take some time to reflect and consider what Christmas really is all about. Is it just the greatest children's story ever told? Or what if maybe, just maybe, the Christmas story that we've been hearing and singing about this morning really is the truth? What if the Son of God really did come to earth over 2,000 years ago? Do we take the time to really digest and understand? Laura, you're on your own making those Christingles. That's pretty impressive. Where have they all gone? Do we really take the time to digest and understand the words we've heard and the lyrics that we've been singing this morning? Or do we just gloss over them because they're so familiar to us? You know, we heard from Mary earlier the account of the shepherds and how the angel of the Lord appeared to them and said this. What if that is true, that the Saviour, the Messiah of the world, really was born at that first Christmas time? And if that is the case, what does that really mean for me? How does it affect me sitting here in Stroud over 2,000 years later? And what if, as we heard from Mark earlier, this is true? That the Virgin really did conceive a child and give birth to a son who was called Emmanuel, God with us. Someone that ordinary people could encounter. Emmanuel, God with us, all of us. That includes you and me, not just the rich and famous privileged few, you and me. And I think most of us will agree with me when I say we live in dark times. The world is a scary and dangerous place, is it not? We pray and we hope earnestly for peace in the ongoing struggle in Ukraine and the Middle East particularly. But what if, as we heard earlier, this really is true? That Emmanuel, God with us, really is the Prince of Peace. And that his government and its peace really will never end. What if each one of us can know peace in our hearts and in our lives from the turmoils that life throws at us, all of us, and affect us personally? What if, as we heard from Toby and Jesse earlier, this is true? That Jesus really did come into this dark world, giving life to everything that was created, and that his coming at that first Christmas time brought light to everyone. not only for those who were alive at that time, but for everyone, for all generations, including you and me. Now, I didn't get the memo. So my next slide, we didn't sing this song, because the memo I got said we were going to sing this song, but we didn't. But anyway, what if this is true? O come, Emmanuel, and give us victory over the grave. By coming to earth, Emmanuel, God with us, we really do get the opportunity to have victory over the grave. What if that were true? And what does it mean? It says in John's Gospel, for God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son. That is Jesus. So that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Wow. What if that is true? Everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. You know, a bit later on in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, that's the last book of the Bible, it tells us that there will be a new heaven and a new earth where there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. What if that was true? If we choose to believe, then one day we will reach a place where there is no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. Imagine that. Imagine that for a moment. What if that were true? And what if, as we sang earlier, this is true? That by his very birth in that lowly, stinking cattle shed, he really does give everyone the opportunity to become reborn as children of God if we choose to believe in him. You know, again, a bit further on in the Bible, in a book called Galatians, it says this: God sent his son, born of a woman, to buy freedom for us, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. Wow. What if that was true? What if Jesus really did come to buy freedom for us? Freedom from sin, freedom from fear, freedom from addiction, freedom from rejection, freedom from poverty. Wow. Imagine that. What if that were true? What if? What if is a question that insurance companies have been asking for years and makes them the multi-billion pound institutions they are in our world today. And for us today at this Christmas time in 2023, I would encourage you to take a moment and ask yourself, what if? What if all that I have heard and all that I've sung about today really is true? That maybe in this seemingly hopeless and dark world that we live in, the real Christmas message really does bring hope and light. Do I have the assurance that I'm going to enjoy eternity where there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain? And what if I can live my life while I'm alive with hope and peace and light and freedom in my life? And what if God has a plan for my life? I, for one, asked these kinds of questions many years ago. And I made the decision to believe in and follow Jesus, mainly at the time, because like an insurance policy, I wanted the assurance that I could look forward to life eternal, whatever that might look like. But you know, as I've journeyed through my life, I've discovered that believing in Jesus and following him is so much more than just an insurance policy. It's so much more than just a religion with rules and regulations that have to be adhered to. I've discovered that I really can live my life with hope and peace and light and freedom. You know, we haven't sung it this morning, but the carol in the bleak midwinter says this. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him, give my heart. So come as you are this Christmas. Come as you are this Christmas. Encounter Jesus. But don't leave as you came. The true Christmas story has room for us all. The true Christmas story has room for us all. God bless you.